It's a new TV season brought to you by Pumpkin Spice. It's Giardis Weekly. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome.
Hey.
Oh, look at you. It's you. You're here. Look, hey, everybody. It is Giardis Weekly. Ooh, that must mean it's a longer episode. Episode number, anyone, slightest idea?
253
was the last episode.
And I've never been any good at this.
I thought you were actually right on 253 last time. So
I felt so good, I thought I'd do it again.
It was the right answer once. It's going to work. Hi there. So yeah, you might know us from geekradiodaily.com. You might follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, all the silly stories and stuff that we like to put up. The folks bringing it to you today, well, that there is the Flintstress.
You have got to be kidding me.
What did we do now? Gosh. And look over there, smiling, sulking, both. It's saucy.
I need a melon ball and a loofah.
What the? All right, and I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Cross me, and I will destroy you.
Just so we're clear on this subject, what have you been doing geeky? Wait. Yo.
Tons of stuff. I was looking up. I tried to do some last minute prep. I was like, wait, what was that called? And then I tried to find it, and I don't know that I did.
The monkey stuff.
It was not called the monkey stuff. Well, we watched on TV all together as a family, the Jack Ryan. I don't know why I said it like
don't
that.
Either.
That's right. The baby liked it.
We sat there in our sweaters and mom brushed our hair. We put on fancy bow ties.
Whew. Nope. But we watched Jack Ryan, the Shadow
Shadow answer? Recruit.
The Jack Shadow
Ryan,
Recruit.
Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, forwards.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was pretty good. It was Chris Pine was in that movie. And, you know, when his hair is short, it was good. When his hair was long, it's like, it's not really a good look. I know it's not supposed to be about critiquing him being cute, but like, it was also
was
a good movie.
Okay. Because, okay. Did not know where you were going with that.
His eyes are like super blue. I wonder if he has them in movies, make them more blue with CGI.
Why
do you think they do that?
They could.
Well, they could, but I don't know anybody would.
Contacts.
Sure.
Anyway,
and that's what made the movie good.
That's what made the eyes movie good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it was a fun shoot 'em up. Like you see a title, right, without having any background knowledge on the Jack Ryan series or anything. You just see a movie called Jack Ryan. Shadow, what was
recruit.
It?
Shadow Recruit.
Here I am making a point about how memorable the title is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Without being able to remember it. But I, you know exactly what you're in for. You know what you're getting from that title. It eloquently sums up this movie.
You are very familiar with the Jack Ryan character. You have seen all the movies.
I know, but I'm just saying, even if you were a novice and you had no knowledge whatsoever, you'd know exactly what you're getting from the title of this movie. Recruit means it's like early in his career. He's a recruit, right?
Sure.
And it's definitely
good. Shadow means
with a name like Jack Ryan, he kicks at least somebody in the face.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Like, you know exactly what kind of movie you're getting out of this. It's like the Bourne Identity. It's like the Clear and Present Danger movies, which are from the
Words
same
of Jack
period.
Ryan movies. Yeah. Okay. That's well done. Well done there.
What did you think of the movie, Saucy?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it was all right. I've seen worse movies. I wanted to like it more than I did. I mean, I think Kenneth Branagh's villain's really interesting, but
there wasn't enough of a twist.
There wasn't.
But the twist.
It was a little generic in the way it presented itself.
Like, Kevin Costner played a good role.
Did he?
Yeah.
He played a role? Okay. Kevin Costner is in the movie. I did not notice that Kevin Costner played a role, but I did notice that Kevin Costner was in the movie.
And I think Kenneth Branagh, how do you say his last
Kenneth
name?
Kenneth
Branagh. Was just like, oh, I get to do a Russian accent? Okay, I'm in.
He had a lot of fun with that
accent,
too. Yeah,
he did. He was having a good time.
I'd like to see him and John Malkovich get to do a Russian buddy cop something. That'd be fantastic.
Would be pretty
Teddy
funny.
KGB. Yeah, that's what I
want. I know. Okay. I know what you were going for.
Give this man his money.
Right. We've also watched, we finished second season of Orphan Black.
Yes, we did.
Wow. So, I mean, normally we would be talking about like each one of these episodes because we watch it a week and watch a week and then watch a week when it was on TV.
Who does that?
People do that when it's a live, you know, thing that's on.
It's alive.
Shut up. Like when Game of Thrones, when we're in the middle of the Game of Thrones season, we talk about each episode.
Right.
Same thing. We would totally be treating Orphan Black with like a deep analytical thing if we weren't super behind with it. So, but we have caught up and we finished watching season
two. So basically what you're saying is that we're watching them, we're talking about them on the show as we watch them, and sometimes we don't watch as many at once.
Well, sometimes we watch all of them because we
Which
just watched
what we've
like
done now.
Seven episodes
yes,
in a row.
Yes, we did.
Right. Which, I mean, are you for or against like mainlining a show? Do you like to just main line of show, or does it like matter what kind of show?
Depends on the kind of show that it is. There are some shows that I would like to take my time with and be able to digest each chapter of. And there are some that, yes, you can just burn through because it doesn't matter.
Huh. Well, I thought that it was nice to watch Orphan Black like that because it was like watching a long movie because all the events, you know, it's all happening like one right after the
Pretty
other.
Much.
So, yeah. And Helena is my favorite character. She's always been crazy and a badass, but like to see her like character development more in this season, it was really good.
Character development. I believe that goes to Donnie.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. Talk about a true. Well, if you think of biggest change, though, Vic is in the running, though. He was always kind of kind of a silly dude, though. What do you think about Orphan Black, Spencer?
I like it. I'm ready to watch the next season.
Not at $2 an episode, though.
No,
I'm sorry. No. Not at starting at $2 an episode.
That's how they get you. They hook you in. So, yeah, we'll just wait on that, and then we'll mainline another season when it becomes free and available.
You know, there's a show we're going to talk about later that's going to make us have to think about our current channel lineup.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll get
there. Well, yeah. I mean, when we get to new shows coming out.
And that's exactly what I was referencing.
Foreshadowing.
Yes. Seeing the future, even.
Whoa. We also hung out with some Kiki friends.
Sure.
Yeah, we went to go visit Chooch and Viv, and we had like a baby playdate. So their grandbaby is Little Bear, and Wonder Baby MJ got together and had a little playdate. Except when babies are that little, they don't really like interact with one another at all. No. It was really just an excuse to like get a couple of pictures where they're in the same room together, and
because
they're both really cute babies, so it's like, you know, oh, let's put as many cute babies together as we can find. I don't know why people feel compelled to do that, but it was cute.
You mean you don't know you feel compelled, you and your friends feel compelled to do?
Well, it's like, hey, my baby's cute. Hey, your baby's cute. Let's get our babies together and take pictures of them.
Let's put the cuteness
That's
together.
That's what people do, I guess.
It'll
I don't
make
know.
The world more beautiful.
I don't know. That's what people do.
Okay.
But they were geeky friends, which is why it's on our Geeky Sweek. And so we got together and we had some adult libations as well. And we played some games.
We did.
Yeah. It's nice to I enjoy like tabletop gaming when you've got a good number of people. Like you get like 8 to 10 people together. No, okay. Like maybe 6 at least. But it just makes it more, I don't know. There's some games that are okay when they're 4, but there's some games I think like, you know, it's better to have more people.
Some are designed just for 4.
Yeah. So, but we got together with a bunch of people and we played, we started with Exploding Kittens.
Yes, we did.
And I hadn't played this before. Had you heard of this Kickstarter?
I had not. Actually, I did hear about it because I think
we did talk about it
on the show.
Yeah.
But I didn't play.
Oh, so they had gotten the set, and they got the set where it's the regular game and the not safe for work game.
Right.
So but we had mixed the decks together, so that was kind of fun. Because sometimes it pretty much went there.
I won.
You did.
<Good
man. laughs> You were like, stop beating around the bush. Who won?
I won.
Yeah, Spencer played some Machiavellian moves there at some point, and also got a little lucky too. But yeah, what did you think of that game?
It was a good game. I'd play it again.
Being able to defuse cats is interesting.
Yeah, I think
especially when you hold all the defuse cards.
Ha. Until someone takes them.
Right.
Only one. Still had 2 to back it up. And that's how I won.
I don't know how I would have thought of this game if it was the first of these kinds of games that I'd ever played. Because I played like Pooh and Munchkin and like a couple of these other card games, I sort of was used to like a class of action cards and this kind of cards. And,
certainly.
You know, I think if this was the first game, it might have been a lot to keep track of. But it wasn't too much to keep track of, I don't think. I don't
it
like a game where it's like you have to think too hard.
Really. You didn't have to think.
No, you didn't really have to think. But you had a little bit of strategy going on.
Not really.
Winging it.
You could either pick up a card, and if you picked up a card, you don't know what you get, and then you just go around.
Yeah.
So there's
and
no strategy.
It was kind of cool because it went backwards from, like, you could do actions and then you pick a card. And in most every other card game, you start by drawing a card. Sure. Or in a lot of games, you start by drawing a card. Like, for example, Red Dragon Inn was the other one that we played.
That's a fun game.
And we played this with them before. And the thing I like about this one is it's like a circle of numbers from 1 to 20. And you have fortitude that starts at 20 and, like, alcohol that starts at 0. So it's like the more you drink, if you drink too much and your fortitude gets too low, then you're out of the game. Or if, like, how I got kicked out of the game. If you lose all your money.
Lost my money. I tried. I held on to it for a while.
There was this gambling run where we all decided that we were all just going to do whatever we could to try to win it.
Oh, I only lost one coin in that.
The pot got so big that we were just like, well, I'm in. I might as well try to be the winner. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to get that?
No, I knew I wasn't.
Oh, really?
I knew I wasn't.
Because you took, like, the pot changed hands.
I really thought I had it at one point.
I don't even know how many times it changed
hands. But, I mean, it was either... not play a card at all, or play a card and hope maybe, but I knew I wasn't going to win.
Yeah, well, you were already in it. It's like you've already invested enough. You're like, I might as well see it through.
Like, I have 2 gold left. I'm winning this point.
Right.
But I wasn't going to, and I knew that.
Yeah, so if we started with like 8 or 9 of us then, and then got wiped down to 4 in like the second... Not the second, but like you didn't even play, right? You had never actually had a turn in that game?
No. That was the other game.
Yes. Okay, that one you did play a lot. Yeah.
I don't think I got struck out of anything in the first round.
That's pretty good. Yeah, this Red Dragon Inn, I definitely got out. So it's like you have to, and you have these drink cards, and then different drinks have like different values as far as how drunk you get, and there's those drinking contests. And it was just definitely a fun game to play. And then I cannot remember the name of the other game.
Avalon.
Okay. That was what I was trying to last minute Google. Yeah. Oh. And this one was on the complicated side, but yeah. I could see that if once you really get it, like it'd be really fun. It's got good replayability, I think.
Yes.
I won that one too.
You did. I know. Spencer was just like on a roll.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do anything.
You never did actually get a turn. I did a lot of thwarting. No, you didn't.
I still won.
No, I didn't say you didn't win. I just said in that particular
instance, there was thwarting.
You didn't have to do anything.
I had a role in every turn because I could approve or disapprove of
sure,
the mission.
But I don't believe in any instance your actions actually mattered.
There was one where they won by one thing. Spencer could have been the one vote.
Over. Crazy.
Yeah.
Turned it over.
I figured out real quick who a trademark black coat some bitch was, but nobody would listen to me.
He was the assassin, too.
I didn't realize that, but yeah. I knew he was the bad guy.
Yeah. That was crazy. I don't know. Now I'm looking back at that one scene where I was like, wait, but you could be evil. And he was like, wait, what? No, I couldn't be evil. Like, he was totally acting.
Exactly.
And then he was trying to, like, give me the, like, poker face look.
So, yeah, you fight for King Arthur or you fight for Mordred, and you go on quests, and the people who are bad can make the quest go horribly wrong. And the first people to either get 3 quests won or have 3 quests thwarted wins, and that just sucks.
And I think it needs to be longer. Yeah. I think they need to extend it by at least, like, another 3 or 4.
It needs to go to 10.
Turns, yeah.
You need, like, the best out of 10. You need, like, 7.
Yeah. Because, like, 3's not enough to get a good idea.
No.
Next time we play that game, we're going to have to do some customization.
Yes.
Do we have that game?
We do not.
No.
It doesn't matter anyway. We would need 5 people.
Yes, we would.
We don't have no friends.
We know that. We would need 5 people.
No, we just travel around so much. We could get people together and play a game if we wanted to. No. We could.
We'll see.
Anyway, but yeah, it was just fun to like get together, and the food was so good. They had made chili, and it was so yummy, like homemade chili with like homemade cornbread, and there was a jalapeno cornbread. Did you have the jalapeno cornbread?
I did. Was it good? It was good.
And then saucy made meatloaf little like cupcakes. So the bottom was meatloaf, and on top was mashed potatoes. And it was
the icing.
Awesome.
The icing was not the icing. Hey, folks, shh is icing. Always.
Yo, I want to go get always. Some shh.
It doesn't mean quiet. It means icing. So whenever anybody
shushes
you.
Why is she telling
you,
us icing, Jimmy?
Like icing.
I don't know.
I do speak this like combination of language, non-language. Weird.
Okay.
Language, like, non-language.
Mm-hmm. Yep. While we were there, we did a shot of Fireball.
Yes.
Because it was the 1 year anniversary of this time last year we lost PG.
We did.
And so it was hard. I put a link in the show notes to the video, the tribute video that Chooch and Viv put together with a lot of help and a lot of people from the podcast community. So it's at specficmedia.com. You should go there and you should check it out if you knew and loved PG. And that has been my Geeky Speak.
It's been a real light week, actually, since we just did a show like last week.
That's why we shouldn't be doing shows. That's just it exactly. So we'll have something to talk about on the show.
That's his professional podcasting way of saying, no, you took mine.
I have my own, thank you.
What you been doing, Geeky?
So started Splatoon.
Nice.
Not a bad game.
Not at all.
Not really like hugely into it.
How much have you played? What level are you?
Like 5 or 6.
5 or 6? Really? Okay. All right. Well,
like just enough to play like online battles.
Right.
And then I played a couple of those and I haven't played. Still playing Skyrim.
Nice.
That takes up my video game time. I'm almost to level 100 at smithing.
Wow.
So I can make dragon armor and shit.
Wow.
And what are you going to do with your dragon army?
As soon as I make it, I'm probably going to restart the game. There's some stuff I have to do that I wasn't able to do this go around with the DLCs.
So you've got this whole thing planned out?
Yep.
So this is a very economical game for you then?
Yep.
Nice. It's a beautiful thing, man.
I've played this game since it came out, like religiously, almost. Except for like a couple of years I didn't have it.
I played it all the time, except for when I didn't. Nice.
Yep. That's been it, though. It's
That's really, all you've done?
Pretty much.
That is your week?
We did watch a old Andy Griffith
there
movie.
There you go.
That
would be A Face in the Crowd.
A Face in the Crowd. Great film.
Yes.
Great film. I didn't know that Andy Griffith had that kind of range.
Yeah.
You know, I knew he had range. I did. I've seen him in a couple of other things.
Yeah, but that's a side of him you don't really see in anything else.
But that just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful satirical film about, oddly enough at the time, how the TV and fame and how a person like that can just sort of change the world. Which makes it still incredibly relevant to this day. But yeah, Andy Griffith has an amazing turn in that film.
Yep, sure does. Sure does. And that's been my geekiest week.
Outstanding then. So I guess we'll go to mine and see what I got on the silly list. That same thing. You and I also watched The Hustler.
We did
Paul
watch
Newman
the
film, yes.
I thought we had did that for the show before.
Nope.
But yeah, we sure did watch
not,
The Hustler.
Not at all.
Good film.
Yeah, Fast Eddie Felsen. Plays a mean nine ball, has to get that title for Minnesota Fats, meets a woman along the way, things kind of go bad. Oh, do they go bad for her, dear Lord Jesus. But yeah, so now that they've done that, so did you ever see The Color of Money? Are you aware The Color of Money as a film exists? This is a film
Maybe.
With Tom Cruise playing pool?
I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. Paul Newman's in that because that's a sequel to The Hustler.
Oh, okay.
And that came out like 83.
Interesting.
So yeah, so That's worth visiting, and something that Tom Cruise was actually good in, so that's kind of weird. Lego Jurassic World. Kevin and I played that and beat that because a working version finally came in from Gamefly.
Yeah, that game did look like a lot of fun.
Well, see, it's not my favorite Lego game. It like had a bunch of cutscenes that they showed you from the movies, but the levels... I don't know. The levels seem to be like an afterthought because there's even like you start off the very first thing when they're loading that first raptor. That's a little stage that you play. You sort of do something there, which is just kind of strange. But overall, it's like it seemed, and I know because they're pumping out four movies in one game, but it didn't seem to be really developed. The stages were just there to set up the next cutscene that they wanted to show you. But once you beat everything and have the complete open world, well, then it's interesting because things are hidden all over the place for you to do different types of mini games and whatnot. So, but yeah, it's the first time that the actual storyline of one that I was like, it's not my favorite.
Which is sad. I'm sorry, because I know you like the Jurassic Park franchise so much in general.
For the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
The first one.
Yeah. Third one's guys. Splatoon, yes. The reason Saucy's been playing it is because... We take Kev back, and while we're there, he just like pops up, like looks up from his phone and goes, "Hey, Kmart right now, Splatoon is half off." I'm like, "What? What do you mean?"
Like his network of spies, someone checked let him know.
I'm sitting at a computer, so I go to the website and look, and like there's no price, there's no nothing. When you go to Kmart.com, it just sort of listed there, and he's like, no, you got to go to the mobile version of the site. And you go to the mobile version of the site, and the game's there for $30. It's still $59.99. It's there for $30.
Nice.
And, you know, other places, you know, price match, which is good because no Kmart had it. So yeah, I went and picked up Splatoon for half off, which was awesome. And asked Kevin, like, so what did you use? Like cheap ass gamer or something like that? He's like, I got my sources. So,
Ninja, he's on the dark web.
He's in the know. Yeah. So 4-on-4, a little squad shooting. The game types change once you get up to level 10 and you can actually play ranked battles. They give you different styles of the game to play. It is a surprisingly addictive little shooter. I'm having a lot of fun.
I think I had said it was like Halo meets Mario Sunshine.
In a weird sort of way, I suppose I can see that. In a very, very kind of weird way. So, yeah. But other than that, it kind of has been a light week. So, yeah, although I only had those couple of things, I had some that you had forgotten about, which makes me feel better. But yes, indeed, that has been my particular geekiest week.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Indeed. And really, what am I going to tell you? The app? Or to get ready, because soon we're going to have to be talking about a pub crawl?
Yeah, we'll be talking about it soon.
Not yet, but soon. So that's the preliminary pub crawl thing. Yeah, the PP, whatever. So we'll discuss that. But yes, November, we'll got to figure out the exact date on that. We'll talk all about that fun stuff. But yeah, grab the app. Sorry, it's only available for Android stuff because Apple wants to charge me money and they're kind of jerks. And thank you to folks supporting us on Patreon. You never have to. We're never going to charge you for a show. But, you know, if you got some change, thank you. It helps us get stuff and do appreciate that. So I think that's going to be news.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do, of multiple varieties. But let's go with this one. Hey, gang. All right, Mr. Flynn, you asked for it, so I'll try to keep it brief. I'll preface by saying there's not an MCU movie that I'm not happy to rewatch. We have a list from a listener. List listeners.
All right.
Number 12, Iron Man 2, a.k.a. Avengers 0.5 in a bad way, a.k.a. Jon Favreau is getting real tired of your stuff, Marvel. Still, there's fun fights. And I love Sam Rockwell and Don Cheadle. 11, The Incredible Hulk. It's a complete cohesive movie at least, but I don't like Norton or Tyler, and it still revolves trying to fix the reason we want to see the movie. So, 10, Thor the Dark World, a.k.a. the Spelljammer movie. That's a good reference. Fun, but so many plot holes and had a really underdeveloped baddie. 9, Iron Man 3, a.k.a. Lethal Weapon 5. I dug the 90s action movie style, loved the Mandarin, loved the idea of what is Tony without his suit. Spoiler alert, he's mother-flippin' Iron Man. But the same character arc plays out better in Age of Ultron. 8, Thor, a wonderful surprise. Kenneth Branagh makes great comedies and Shakespearean epics, so of course you get him for this, and of course it works. 7, Ant-Man, a.k.a. Iron Man Light. Really apes that film, it really, really does. But does it well. Makes it fun, makes it exciting, convinces me he deserves to be an Avenger. Number 6, Iron Man sets the bar for style, tone, and quality. Everyone is on point, though I still prefer Cheadle to Howard. I disagree there, sir. I do not. Huh. I love Don Cheadle, but Terrence Howard, I so believe that him and Tony were friends from way back. It's also one of the few MCU movies that feels like a real superhero film. Most of the others are cross-genre pieces that happen to star superheroes. 5, Captain America, The First Avenger, a super fun pulpy WW2 adventure. Love the whole cast, but especially Chris Evans, who immediately made Cap my favorite Avenger.
Uh-huh.
4, Guardians of the Galaxy, a big fun action-packed space opera adventure with more adult sense of humor and great characters. Being part of the MCU is a nice bonus. 3, The Avengers, the game changer, tight fun, gives everyone their due and raises the stakes. Huh? Feels like the spirit of a comic book brought to life. 2, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. A layered, mature story with strong themes and a strong focus. Cap becomes the most well-developed character in the MCU, and the whole landscape changes. Number 1.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, we already said that.
We already said that one.
Avengers Age of Ultron. Wait. I know, controversial. If I'd only seen this once, it'd be halfway down the list, and I still think it needs a real director's cut. But history will vindicate this film as the Empire Strikes Back of the franchise. There's depth, imagination, deconstruction, and technical brilliance. Honestly, I could write a whole fracking essay on the subject.
I guess I need to see it again.
Love the show, and until I get my Blu-ray copy of Black Widow, Age of Me, make mine GRD. That is from Bronze Thumb. Well, thank you, sir. Controversial indeed. Age of Ultron.
Wow.
Number one, so we got to see it again then.
No.
Keep an open mind.
I'm going to see it again.
Oh, okay. Well, just to make things different, we're going to switch this up and jump to a voicemail.
Hey, Geek Radio, Tom here. I was listening to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and while I don't know, I have some thoughts. I need to do a list. Yeah, I don't know. But my biggest thing is I want to interject about the Marvel Universe here, and this is about the show. Sorry, but you know, it does relate to Doctor Strange. They're not sure on Daredevil how to work in mysticism because they're trying to work in, of course, Daredevil and then Iron Fist for the show. But yet, I'm not sure how they have a problem with the mysticism because for those of you who have finished Iron Man, spoiler, you have the Black Cloud. But basically the kid that Stick wants to take out. Surely that's got to be something a little odd. You know, mm-hmm. And then you've got the freaking ninja that Daredevil fights.
What?
Not exactly normal. So I feel like they really could do the mysticism, which of course leads to Doctor Strange, which I have a lot of high hopes for. I like, I think any magical character is very cool. They already referenced, you know, him in Winter Soldier, you know, on, you know, people they need to watch. So clearly something's going on there. But I find it interesting. Marvel doesn't know how to do Iron Fist, but yet they made references to it, and you know, in Daredevil, I'm like, well, you kind of just jump into it. I don't see what the problem is, but that was just my Marvel thought at the moment. All right, keep doing what you do. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you, and yeah, that's my exact thought. If you're doing Doctor Strange, you can't have a pro. You had a raccoon take someone's leg.
Right.
You can do any damn thing you want to do right now because you're Marvel and that's the way it works. So back to regular mail. Hello, Bell et al. Will Bell ever be available for the iDevices? Probably not. I mean...
I gotta look into it again.
Okay. Has steampunk finally jumped the shark now that it's being used as a not-so-really game show? That steampunked with the... Yeah, that's on a game show network. Not jump the shark, but I think this is it officially becoming like just so mainstream now. It's ridiculous. Like, if you don't know about this now, right, you don't have your finger anywhere near the pulse of society. You know how you said Did Not Suck is not a rating? I saw Pixels, acquired free tickets, and well, it did not suck. So Did Not Suck, I think, right, is a fine rating if you go in not knowing what to expect, and popcorn and soda is going to run you the little small price of $15.
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand.
If that money doesn't show,
then you owe me.
Just finished watching the Ultraman series from 1966 and 67 on DVD. Tried to explain that Power Rangers is/was done the same way to my son, but he said it was not as fake looking. What do you think? Ever seen any Ultraman, Saucy?
No.
That's a damn shame. If you like you some Power Rangers, I think you'd appreciate
it. Only Mighty Morphin.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. But
just as long as everybody else knows what
I'm saying. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess you're not going to get anywhere near an answer on that one, so sorry. While I wait for that answer, I have to find Johnny Sacco. So until Ultraman fights with the Power Rangers against all that is evil, make mine GRD. Best, that's from Rob. Didn't they do an Ultraman crossover on Power Rangers once, or was I just incredibly drunk?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So we do have another voicemail, so let's cut on over to that and find out what's going on in the world.
Geek Radio, Tommy here. I wanted to step back a moment to my call that somehow, I don't know, from the referencing that his name is Max. Going back to Fallout a moment, I just wanted to finish my thought. Basically, Fallout, I love the fact that it was the, you know, the resources are gone, but it took it a different way in that the technology went, you know, kind of stayed at 1950s. There was no transistors. You know, it was all the tube technology on classic computers, but that's modern for them. They have the floating robots and all this, but it's all like, you know, Buck Rogers and nuclear powered, and it's crazy. And then all heck breaks loose, and there's your Mad Max, you know, that, you know, the war, you know, everyone hits the button, the nukes go off, and then it's years later, and you're, you know, and it's, you're the survivors, you've got the raiders, just like the gangs in Mad Max. And to definitely show how much that Fallout, you know, kind of took inspiration from Mad Max. Whenever you get a leather jacket for armor, you only wear it with one sleeve. it's whole in your inventory, but when you wear it, you only have the one sleeve. And then you have your loyal dog meat, who that dog was better than any NP, than any other character in the entire game. And so I truly think that's just Max's dog. And even Fallout 4 about to drop, you have the dog. And I really think that Fallout did it well, kind of the inspiration of the resource wars and that kind of stuff. But took it in its own way, and I think that's what makes anything a good franchise, that you're like, okay, well, we love this, but let's do it our way. Anyways, that's all I had. Y'all have a good one.
The Fallout series is interesting in that, yeah, it's sort of a Mad Max type of situation, but yeah, that I like that they were stuck in the time frame that they knew. That does make those interesting. One, not a lot of people have seen your post-apocalyptic quest with your hero where people get stuck, would be Six String Samurai, where the we get nuked way back like in the 50s ourselves here in America, yeah. And like a Buddy Holly looking guy who's carrying a six string and is a samurai, is trying to get to New Vegas to become the new king of Vegas. I love these weird versions of all these and the idea that they could possibly exist in the same universe.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that would be just an epic sort of crossover. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's you just send a note to Podcast Billy Flynn, Flintstress Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could always send a voicemail to
510-GRT-CREW.
To where exactly now?
510-GRT-CREW.
It's worth it.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
They don't have to understand it to have a good time. And you don't have to understand either, as long as you're ready to have a good time with the fine folks at PatioBooks.com. A wide assortment of all varieties of types of written works, from fiction to non to what the hell ever. It's all there available for free today, including...
We have Seventh Son, Book 3, Destruction. Now, this is the beta version, but here's the story. As day 4 in the Seventh Son adventure begins, John Alpha's quest for an anarchy and genocide enters its final stage. At every turn, the global terrorist has been triumphant. The world is reeling from a nuclear attack. An unprecedented energy crisis is upon us. Alpha himself has an exclusive access to the White House and secret weapons primed to propel his conspiracy to the endgame. The goal? Planetary chaos. Amidst this turmoil, the Seventh Son's surviving beta clones, John, Father Thomas, Kilroy 2.0, and Jack, must defy their creators and hunt Alpha on their terms, their mission to stop the greatest assassination plot in history. The secrets John and his brothers discover will press them towards a final battle with their progenitor, a battle which in clones are outgunned, outnumbered, and out of time. Alliances will be made, heroes will die, the end is nigh. So that's Seventh Son, Book 3, and the print novel is available as well from St. Martin's Press.
Yeah, and the print version now is the official version of the story. So this is what it was before the whole comeback thing. So crazy.
Check it out, Seventh Son.
I comply.
The Scars by William Tennant. Peter Everett is a man stained with grief. His life becomes a struggle of decisions as he watches the lives of the people around him dissolve and burn. Mags Dawn is a damaged, bruised young girl reaching out into the darkness, trying to take control of her life. Their scars are what bring them together and unite them with the people that surround them. The Scars is a novel of difficulty, hatred, love, intrigue, kidnap, wrongdoing, abuse, laughter, and beauty.
The Crown Conspiracy is out, available as well, by Michael J. Sullivan. They killed the king. They pinned it on two men. They chose poorly. There's no ancient evil to defeat, no orphan destined for greatness, just two guys in the wrong place at the wrong time. Royce Melbourne, a skilled thief, and his mercenary partner, Hadrian Blackwater, make a profitable living carrying out dangerous assignments for conspiring nobles until they become the unwitting scapegoats in a plot to kill the king. Sentenced to death, they have only one way out, and so begins a tale of treachery and adventure, sword fighting and magic, myth and legend. It's the book one of a 6-book saga that's going to tell different chapters in the same universe, so should be interesting. It's all available over it for free at patiobooks.com. Stop by and see those fine folks. Tell them we sent you. Wave. They kind of like that. So kick back, relax, and we will give you the rundown coming up in just a bit.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague. And watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hi, this is Jeff Combs, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
This fall on Channel 5, two roommates, one is a serious workaholic, the other a sex-crazed man-child. Together they are Roomies.
Sorry, hasn't the show already been done before?
Excuse me?
How many times can we do this premise?
People like familiarity. It's what sells, like every year.
Yeah, I'm kind of with haircut over here.
Fine. Brian, you can go. Sheila, you're in.
No, I need this job.
This fall, David and Sheila are sharing an apartment. They've been friends for years, but will they ever?
Yeah, I know I just got here, but what is this? One of those will they or won't theys?
Maybe.
Are you guys even trying anymore?
We're trying very hard.
Can you just put some sort of spin on this?
Fine. This fall, David and Sheila move in with, wait for it, her eccentric parents. Oh, snap.
I could have come up with that.
Okay. Swap out the parents for a gay brother and his more down-to-earth partner. Four personalities, one house. What could go wrong?
That's every other show.
And they have an adorable baby.
Isn't that the guy from before?
Yeah, we brought him back. He tested through the roof.
I am so gonna fire my agent.
The baby doesn't talk.
What else you got?
Also starring Nosy Neighbor.
Hey, what's all the racket?
Did I say Nosy? I meant Black Neighbor.
Yo, turn that shit down. Black Neighbor is the character's name?
Sometimes it happens. Here it is, weekly episode 2. What did I say it was? 54. See, I was giving you a chance to come on back. So yes, it is that time again. Although apparently we've already sort of missed the time. The fall TV season, the TV seasons used to be very specific here in the United States
of
America.
And they seem to start earlier and earlier, just like
they certainly
Christmas
do.
Decorations.
This fall TV list that I have says things started as far back as the beginning of this month, around like August 3rd. But I don't know that I care to go back that far.
Well, I mean, that one show, Mr. Robinson, with Craig Robinson.
Is that a sequel in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood?
No,
he leaves the neighborhood?
No, he's a teacher. I don't know. He's so funny that I'd want this to be funny. But sometimes people who are funny in like adult movies and not like porn graphic movies, but like movies for grown-ups
right.
aren't always funny and stuff that's like for the whole family. I don't know. But I wanted it to be funny. But I haven't had a chance. I haven't heard. It doesn't have very good ratings.
I do plan to watch Documentary Now, which premiered August 20th. So that's, you know, different people, funny people making documentaries about very ridiculous things.
Is it kind of like Drunk History?
Sort of, in its own way, I suppose. It's thematically similar.
Oh, fake mockumentaries about faux people and events. That's
yes.
kind of funny.
And tonight, as we're recording this, August 23rd,
right. Fear the Walking Dead.
To me, this is where the fall season's really starting, because this is the first, oh my God, kind of show.
I think
premiering.
This has to get us in the first like couple of episodes. I don't know.
How about the first episode?
Yeah, you think if the first episode is not good, you're not watching any more of it?
I'm not sure. I'm
going
to have to give it a second, but I mean, they need to do something. They really
expectations are high. This needs to rock.
So, yeah. From Dusk Till Dawn, season 2 kicks off on the 25th of August. For anyone that even knew that they had made a show out of that. So, yeah, I believe we can go to the official September list then.
We're talking like things that are coming back in general, things that we're anticipating that we like, as well as things that are brand new, right?
Yeah. Usual fall TV show that we do. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I mean, we're talking about Drunk History and then that
and
comes
boom,
back
look at there.
September
it's
1st.
Back.
Yeah. Season 3 premiere.
I'm so happy about that. That's going to be good stuff. I'm not interested in anything again. I mean, I suppose I should mention the Awesomes are going to be back on Hulu on September 8th, but that's also when we get the late show with Stephen Colbert.
Nice. So you did miss out on August the 28th, Narcos. It's a Netflix original premiering. It's about Pablo Escobar.
Oh, I just did not know anything about that. Yeah. See, that's why you got to say these things before I get halfway down the road.
He chimed in. It's still pretty good.
Season 7 of The League kicks off the next night on the 9th. I can't believe these guys are still around. Good for them.
Right.
Who'd have thought that this would have made it? Year of the Worst is also back, both on FXX. Season 10, Longmire. I forget where it was, but it's on Netflix now.
It was like TNT, maybe?
Nah, I don't know if it was TNT. It was something else. Not AMC, but somebody else like that.
USA?
No, I don't even know.
No, it was USA.
I don't know. It just matter. Katie Sackhoff is still doing episodes. That's important. September 11th, Z Nation comes back on Sci-Fi. The We Are Not the Walking Dead continuum is also back. Yeah, they really are not. On the 15th, new series for on FX, The Bastard right. Executioner.
I'm excited about this. This is Kurt Shutter, the same guy who created Sons of Anarchy. I don't know how I feel about this one. It's like Adventures of a Warrior Knight in the Middle Ages. So it's different
right.
for Kurt to work on this, given the other things he's worked on. He's going to be in it, of course, because he likes to do cameos. And Katie Siegel is also going to be
sweet.
In.
Okay. So she can rock it up.
Yeah.
The Mindy Project gets its season 4 premiere when it moves to Hulu, so that is the same night as well. So she's still going.
Well, good for that. We've got a series premiere on Comedy Central, Moonbeam City. It's coming on 10:30.
Where people live on the moon, baby. Woo.
Yeah, but Saturday, September 19th.
There it is.
There we go. Doctor Who.
You skipped South Park. Season 19 premiere the same day as Moonbeam City.
I did.
Why do you hate South Park?
I don't
Park?
Know. I don't hate South Park.
You do.
I don't love it as much as I used to, though.
Oh, my goodness.
That's... I'll be honest.
All right.
Okay, but Doctor Who is going to be awesome. Yeah,
Doctor Who
wait.
Is. BBC America, huh? Not in our package.
We'll figure it out.
And then on the 21st, we get all sorts of good stuff. We get The Big Bang Theory, Gotham.
That's what we catch up on next.
That's
behind
the Castle. But you also get Scorpion, Blindspot, Minority Report, Life in Pieces, The Voice, and NCIS Los Angeles.
No, Minority Report. So they've broke up all the precogs, and he's like one guy, so he doesn't have the same power. So he just gets brief glimpses. So it's a police procedural where they're sort of psychic.
Yeah.
How do they make this work? So the police procedural with the cyborg that didn't work for them. So now it's a psychic. I don't know. So we will see.
On that Tuesday, the 22nd, new NCIS and The Muppets. I'm so excited for this.
The Muppets.
It better
I
be
so
good. I'm so excited.
I want this to be awesome.
There's also the premiere of Scream Queens. Hard to say. Ryan Murphy from American Horror Story.
Angry.
And a couple of the actors from, not characters because it has nothing to do with it, but actors are in this series. It looks kind of interesting. And then I actually think that Fresh Off the Boat show is pretty funny. I've seen some of that.
Yep.
It's Syndication.
Yep.
It's actually a pretty cute show. So their season 2 premiere is also that day. NCIS New Orleans and Limitless series premiere.
The sequel to the movie as a TV series.
Yeah.
Allegedly Bradley Cooper will have an appearance at some point, if not the first episode. The 23rd of September, The Middle, Season 7, Mysteries, Los Mysteries de Laura, Season 2 premiere kicks off. I just like that. Rosewood is a series premiere. Survivor, I don't know what Rosewood is. Survivor, Season 31. Just because you have half seasons does not make that. The Goldbergs, Empire, Law & Order, SVU, Modern Family, Blackish, Nashville, all are back, so not that much new that night.
On the 24th, Grey's Anatomy, as well as Heroes Reborn. Blacklist.
Yeah, this is one I don't know. Like, I'm kind of hopeful that it's going to be good. Have you seen the commercials for it?
I have not.
Did you watch Heroes the first time around?
Nope.
So, see, I mean, you don't... Are you interested in the concept at all then, since you have no negative or positive connotations for the
previous
show? I
don't know
what the
concept is.
Oh. Well, what it was supposed to be in season one is everyday people realizing that they have superpowers.
Oh, okay.
But every year they were going to change cast and have it be different people. But the show got hugely popular, so they didn't do that and kept all the cast. And the writer's strike happened at the same time, and things went really south.
Mm.
And now the show is back.
Scandal's coming back. I know a lot of people are excited about that and How to Get Away with Murder. Most of these things on NBC and ABC.
And now The Player on NBC, is that based on the movie, The Player?
I don't know.
I don't either. On Friday, September 25th, we've got season 25, can you believe it, of The Amazing Race. Last Man Standing, season 5 premiere. Margaret Cho, Psycho. It's probably supposed to be Psycho, but still, that's her name. Anyway, Hawaii Five-0 and Blue Bloods also have their 6th season. It's crazy some of the things that have been on TV for a while now.
September 26th, the Saturday, Guardians of the Galaxy on Disney XD. They get their cartoon. There will be origin stories for raccoons. There'll be origin stories for trees. It's going to be fantastic and awesome.
Since there was only one thing, you want to take Sunday as well?
I sure do. The 27th brings back Bob's Burgers. CSI is on Sundays now? Once Upon a
Wait,
Time.
That's a series finale movie.
Oh, the series finale movie. Oh, yeah, they're wrapping it all up.
I wonder
Except
if they'll have everybody come
division.
Back.
No. Once Upon a Time, season 5 is still going on. The Simpsons, season 27, and that's actually 27 years, kids. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, season 3. Cannot wait for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone remember how the season finale? Remember the big cliffhanger?
Nice. I don't remember.
That's all right. You'll be surprised. Blood and Oil is a brand new series coming out where it's not going to be, there will be blood, but they'd like you to think that it would be. Family Guy season 14. See how lazy the writing gets this year. Indian Summer will be a mini series on PBS. The Last Man on Earth season 2. You're going to have to impress me, Last Man on Earth.
You're watching?
I'm going to see what the season premiere brings. I'm going to have to.
I can't watch it anymore. I'm done.
Okay. Quantico, the series premiere of that.
That might be all right. Quantico.
Sure, if you want to see FBI stuff. Yeah. I'd rather see the X-Files.
Yep. I was excited maybe for Blood and Oil until I figured out it's not a period piece.
No.
It's a modern day piece about an oil strike in North Dakota.
Just a soap opera with oil, yeah.
Which makes no sense.
That's okay.
On the 29th, Grandfathered on Fox, The Grinder also on Fox, and S.H.I.E.L.D. is back on ABC.
Grandfathered. That's not the one with John Stamos, though, right?
Yes, it is the one with John Stamos.
Oh, I didn't realize that was on Fox.
Sure enough, it is, yeah.
Oh, the womanizing bachelor, father's son, and yeah. And then has a grandfather. Wow, yeah, crazy. Then we have, on the Wednesday following, we have Criminal Minds, season 11, Chicago PD, and then Code Black. That's a new one this year. It's a hospital show. It's like, you know, drama.
October 1st, Bones, season 11. That's still been going on. Sleepy Hollow, season 3. Here we go again. Sleepy Hollow, going to have to impress me.
That was a weaker, much weaker second season than the first.
Benders premieres on IFC about a robot. Oh. It's really, really not, which is unfortunate.
On the 2nd, you get Dr. Ken on ABC.
It'll be interesting to see if he can play the lead in a role like this. It'll be interesting to see. On October 4th, we've got Madam Secretary, season 2 premiere, The Good Wife, Homeland, like all the same shows. I guess Sundays are a popular day for that. And then, there's a miniseries, The Widower, coming on.
The Widower, the man who makes widows. I guess is how that works. I don't know.
What is it? Somebody who was committing crimes, convicted murderer.
Look at there.
Nice. Malcolm Webster. So, yeah.
All right. Tuesday, October 6th, The Flash will be back. We have to wait till October.
So wow, October. Oh, man.
iZombie is there. Finding Carter, season 3 of that's going to work.
On October 7th, you get the new version of American Horror Story. It's Hotel this time around, which is interesting. Casual, Arrow season 4, and Supernatural season 11. I really need to get back to Supernatural. I'm 3 years in the hole.
I didn't even realize it was still on.
That's more than twice as long as they thought they'd be on the
air. That's great, though. Good for them.
Well, they arced out a 5-year storyline and kind of had to.
They're not going anywhere. You know, they do conventions just for Supernatural.
Yeah. Do hotels scare you inherently? You know, like you think the we've had witches, we've had mental asylums, we've had all these things that are like these classic horror, right? Are hotels up there?
I mean, people die. So there's always.
I mean, there's always The Shining.
Strange place.
I mean, yeah, noises, hotels are a little
The Shining,
scary.
Especially.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, it could be good.
1408.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess there is some historical
evil effing room.
Stuff. Yeah. On Thursday the 8th, we have the season premiere of The Vampire Diaries and The Originals. It's a good night to be a vampire.
Indeed.
I was so mad at The Originals.
I know.
The first 20 minutes of the first episode started out so strong. And then it turned out like every other romance at the CW.
Yeah. See, the CW can be hit and miss. They're doing a really good job with the superhero stuff, but the vampires, not so much.
October the 9th, Red Oaks. You get Rain season 3 and Undateable. Where are we on Rain? Are we behind?
I don't think we're watching Rain anymore. I think we stopped. Oh,
did we
watched the first season.
Did you miss the entire second season then?
Yeah, we stopped watching it.
I don't know what your air quotes mean. October 10th, The Last Kingdom on BBC America, the series premiere there. There'll be no more kingdoms after that one. The next night, October 11th, season 6 of The Walking Dead. I would like for The Walking Dead to step up its game. I really would.
Yeah, I want to have a good season this year. Mm-hmm.
October the 12th, Fargo season 2.
Yes!
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Jane the Virgin season 2. Okay.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Huh? Huh? That's going to be wacky.
Yeah, okay. CW's not batting 100.
No.
They're just not.
They really aren't.
You never know. Manhattan is on Tuesday, October 13th, season 2 premiere, and Chicago Fire. And then Wednesday, since it only has one, it's Kingdom, season 2 premiere on DirecTV.
I don't even know what that means. No, it's crazy. October 15th, Nathan For You is still on season 3.
You get
3.
A Nathan and you get a Nathan.
Everybody gets a Nathan.
On the 16th of October, the Knicks season 2 premiere, Truth To Be Told, Please Like Me, and Satisfaction.
I don't believe I've ever watched any of those shows. Nope. I don't think we've even talked about them on TV pages.
I heard The Nick was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a doctor.
It's spelt like the basketball team. Is it about a basketball player?
No, it's about a surgeon.
Of course it is. Why does his name start with a K?
It doesn't. I think.
It's the name of the show.
Like you nick with a knife.
Right.
Ah. You spell that with a K?
I think that's the same spelling.
No.
I mean, I'm not the authority on spelling, as we all know.
Yeah,
no,
I would give you that.
It's whatever. It's whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to skip down a little ways. I'm super excited for Supergirl, October 26th.
Yes. That's I want that to be good.
CBS. I thought for some reason that one was on the CW, but it's definitely not. No. So it'll be.
No, because there's not going to be a crossover.
No crossovers.
Jackasses.
Yeah. But I think the show is going to be good.
October the 27th, you get Wicked City on ABC, and on the 30th, you get Exorcism Live, and I don't know what to expect from that on Destinations America, Exorcism That's Live.
Strange.
As well as the Grimm Season 5 premiere, another thing I need to get caught up.
Halloween Night on Stars, Ash versus Evil Dead will premiere. You know what I'm doing, Halloween Night. Holy hell, I'm watching that. November 5th, you get the season 3 premiere of Mom. You get the series premiere of Angel from Hell, which is not David Boreanaz coming back. The season 4 premiere of Elementary as well.
On the 6th, you get Master of None.
That's right. I don't have anybody.
On the 8th, you get Flesh and Bone.
Looks like it's about ballet.
It's a Stars thing, so I guess maybe it could be. The picture is ballet-esque.
We still get some premieres even this late into November as we're getting towards the end of fall. But we have Chicago Med as a series premiere and Donnie. I say it like that because it's got an exclamation point at the end. If it was about Alison Hendricks as Donnie, you know, he would deserve the exclamation point. But I don't know if this Don does.
He gets 2 exclamation points.
November 15th, Into the Badlands. And November 19th, The Art of More.
November 20th, The Man in the High Castle, Amazon. They had 1 episode. We've been waiting for the actual series. This is it. This is fantastic stuff. Everyone should be watching this. I love this. I want to see more of it.
Okay, so besides this, what else are you like really excited about?
Oh my God, well, The Wiz Live. No, I'm not.
No, I mean like for the fall, just in general.
Overall, things that I really, really do want to see. Ash versus Evil Dead. I really want to see how that goes. Supergirl, I so hope, just rocks.
What's the one on Stars with Patrick Stewart?
Oh, that's Blunt Talk.
That
premiered like yesterday. Or so. Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
That's one we didn't talk about, but every commercial I see for that, I'm like, wow, that looks fun.
So we need to watch that. I'm also really looking forward to Fargo because I had a great time with Fargo last season. This season, a completely new case, but if they can just make it as twisted and odd and strange, I'm going to have a good time, I do believe.
I'm sorry, on September 25th, The Margaret Chow. I don't know why, but that name has caught me and I recognize it from
something. She's a comedian?
Else. You've probably, if you've ever seen an Asian female comedian, you've probably seen her. I'm trying to think of something. She might have been in a movie and like just one quick thing, but there has to have been like a stand-up bit or something that you saw of her. You're a comedy guy.
Well, I'm really excited over The Bastard Executioner, although I do think it's out of Kirk Southers' style. Maybe he'll be able to do well with it.
I would definitely like to watch that one as well. I'm all about his historical stuff.
And The Flash. Of course, The Flash. Of course, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, season 2 of The Flash, though. They're going to go so many crazy places. I'm going to squeeze so much more this season than I will last time and not be able to say a word and not be able to say a freaking word to you, Sauce. Do you have any idea how frustrating that is?
Nope.
Okay. Well, thanks for trying to understand.
I get it.
Thank you. Are you looking forward to the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon?
I don't know.
It could be fun.
I don't know. I mean, maybe a couple episodes into it all, get excited.
I had a good time with Ultimate Spider-Man the first season. Second season, you got me back with some Spider-Ham, but yeah. I mean, they still have technically things. That's what I'm talking about, the fall season. Normally, we'd be done talking about shows, but like this list we have, goes through December. There's like, because Downton Abbey doesn't come back until December for all the people.
Game of Thrones not until spring. I mean, you know, they're not all the same, but obviously I have to look forward to The Walking Dead. I mean, say what you will about it. Not every episode has been great, but like, it's what we talk about every week. It's always something, you know, there's always something shocking or something interesting to talk about. We've got to be looking forward to The Walking Dead. And maybe Fear the Walking Dead is going to be good. Maybe it'll have that spirit of like the Telltale game, because it's like other things happening in that universe. It could be good.
That if they could tap into that, that would be fantastic.
So those are the things that I'm looking forward to.
I also, because apparently January is still fall and not winter, that's when X-Files season 10 premieres on Fox, is January 24th. That I'm just fascinated by, because I don't know what they're going to acknowledge happened with the series and what of the movies they're acknowledging as well. Either way, I love that universe enough that I want to see them go back and do something wonderful with it. So yeah, that's...
And I think what I'm liking on TV lately are these things with a high production value that are like movies that almost take longer, you know, to put together, like Game of Thrones, and we like Vikings a lot, and they don't have new episodes till 2016. And it's just kind of because there's so much to it, I guess, to put together a show like that, as opposed to a sitcom that only uses like the same set over and over again. I don't know.
I just scrolled back up the list and I saw Heroes Reborn and went, oh, that's right. Because I'm still don't quite, it's still not a real thing that it's coming back on.
Yeah, like if we don't set it to tape, we'll probably miss it.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. The ratings got really bad. It lasted four seasons, and
but
then
it was
went
super
away.
Fun at first.
That first half season was amazing.
I think we got to at least watch the first episode.
Okay, we're going to have to give that a spin. So yeah, there it is. I don't know if there's anything we could possibly have missed. I think we found a very, very extensive site to find everything that is coming on. But if you'd like to tell us what you're looking forward to or what you're going to protest against, I don't know. I'm not here to judge. Please drop a note and let us know. It's a podcast at geekradiodaily.com, because we'd love to talk to you all about it. And that's what it's been. A look at it. Thank you so much for dropping by. We do appreciate it. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 93.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course, stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick yourself up the app, take the bell every damn where you possibly can, and we will see you in a sweep.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far. What do you think?
It stinks.
I'm going.
Good night, everybody.
What if he's an alien? No, not an illegal alien. The same guy, but from space.
And he may or may not be a terrorist like Homeland. Now that's a good show, right?
Yeah, but what makes us original?
Perhaps he's a fairy tale princess who's been transported into the real world by an evil queen.
Seen it.
He's a vampire princess?
What?
He's a vampire princess shapeshifter. It's True Blood. We're basically doing True Blood now.
What's a shapeshifter? A watermelon. Man, that's some bullshit.
People are calling it the breakout hit of the fall.
Who's saying that?
People on Twitter, the Midwest. Real folk.
Anything else? This is really terrible.
It's got a great time slot. It's right after Fat Dude Hot Wife.
You're unbelievable.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm quitting. Unlike actors, I'm irreplaceable. Let's see the network promote its new shows without my voice.
This fall on Channel 5, we won't even tell you what the show is about. Just know that the leads are pretty white people and the supporting roles will be filled by less attractive comedic relief.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the new voiceover guy.
I haven't even packed my things yet.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, what the fuck?
This fall on Channel 5... murder.
I'm still alive.